This is the Bob Harris Show here on Radio 2, and something very, very special about to happen, because if you've listened to this program regularly over the last 10 years or so, you'll know what a huge fan I am of the Dave Matthews Band. And I'm constantly wondering why it is that the band haven't broken through in a very big way in this country. Well, Dave and the band were over to do Hard Rock Calling at Hyde Park just recently, and played Brixton Academy just before the major appearance in the park a couple of days earlier. And on that afternoon, Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds came in here to the studio to record the following session for us. So some great music, great conversation coming up, and the first number is here now. Dave Matthews, Tim Reynolds, and Funny the Way It Is.
Lying in a park on a beautiful day, sunshine in the grass and the children play. Sirens passing, fire engine red, someone's house is burning down on a day like this. The evening comes and we're hanging out on the front step, and the car goes by with the windows rolled down. The night war song is playing, why can't we be friends? Someone is screaming and crying in the apartment upstairs. Funny the way it is, if you think about it, somebody's going hungry, someone else is eating loud. Funny the way it is, not right or wrong, somebody's broken heart become your favorite song. Oh, the way your mouth feels in your lover's kisses, like a pretty bird on a breeze, more like water to the fish. A bomb blast brings the building crashing to the floor. Hear the laughter while the children play war. Funny the way it is, if you think about it, one kid walks 10 miles to school, another's dropping out. Funny the way it is, not right or wrong, on a soldier's last breath, his baby's being born. Standing on a bridge, watch the water passing underneath. It must have been much harder when there was no bridge, just water. Now the world is small compared to how it used to be, with mountains and oceans and winters, rivers and stars. Across the sky, a jet plane, so far out of my reach. Is there someone up there looking down on me? The boy takes a bird so close, but every time it never catches her, but it can't stop trying. So I walks 10 miles to school, another's dropping out. Funny the way it is, not right or wrong, on a soldier's last breath, his baby's being born. Funny the way it is, not right or wrong, somebody's broken heart become your favorite song. Funny the way it is, if you think about it, one kid walks 10 miles to school, another dropping out. Oh, yeah. Standing on a bridge, what's the water passing underneath? It must have been much harder when there was no bridge, just water. Now the small compared to how it used to be, with mountains, oceans, and winters, and rivers and stars.
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds in the studio with us here today. And funny the way it is yeah. The song we've just heard from the new album, which is, well, it's a wonderful album.
Well, thank you.
Thoroughly enjoying it. But there's big significance, isn't there, in this album in many ways, particularly the artwork, because since we last spoke, of course, Leroy Moore passed away last year.
He had an accident on a all-terrain vehicle, one of those four-wheeler things, and then complications. So, yeah, we started the album all together, writing it, and spent some time in Seattle, Tim and all the guys, and we had a pretty great time recording different ideas. And we went on tour that summer, and that's when he had his accident, and we brought in another friend of ours to cover while Roy was out of commission. And so a friend of ours, Jeff Coffin, was on the road with us for the summer, but then we were in Los Angeles and Roy died of, as I said, complications. And so then Jeff has sort of been with us with Rashawn on trumpet since then. Not a replacement. He was a stand-in, but now he's with us as Jeff Coffin, you know.
Yeah, and a full-time member of the band.
Yeah, I don't think it would have ended up this way necessarily. You know, I don't know that we would have called another sax player up if it had happened all of a sudden, but we're really fortunate to know Jeff and to have him there, but it was a great loss. But having said that as well, we have all this great music, and we had his philosophy of wanting to give everything you have and be honest, and musically, that being the sort of center of it, was Roy's ideas. His idea about music was really pure. He was a hard person to be around, and he liked to darken a room as much as he liked to lighten it. He was good at doing both in extremes, but his ideas about music were real serious and inspirational.
And he always kind of kept to the background, didn't he, when it came to the sort of publicity of the band and everything else?
Oh yeah, he didn't much want to talk to anybody. The guy in Rolling Stone, I think, said he was very good at staying private.
Just describe to us the significance of the artwork on the new album, Dave. This is your work.
And it wasn't really work. It's sort of more fun. I mean, there's a lot of detail. But yeah, I was thinking of, when I was doing it, I was thinking more about, you know, when I was a kid and you'd get an album, you know, because for several different reasons. One thing is that the physical thing, like a CD, is pretty much there, and it's going to be extinct fairly soon, probably. And so also for that reason, I was thinking this is my best work. I think the band's best work so far, as a whole collection, I think it is, and clearest piece of work. And I was thinking about when I was young and I got my favorite albums, like whether it's the Houses of the Holy or Zeppelin, or whether it's Sgt. Pepper's, or those records that you could stare at forever. You'd bring the record into your house and you'd look at the cover and page through it and look at all the words and look at everything, just take it in while you're listening to the music. You sort of got this physical thing to stare at. And that was sort of the inspiration. Although, in a way, we recorded it down in New Orleans, and I wanted to create a sort of Mardi Gras scene on the cover that would pay homage to New Orleans. And not that intentionally, but I guess maybe it was in my mind, kind of created a character that looks a lot like our friend Leroy as sort of the king of that particular imaginary parade.
Yeah,
is on the cover.
Well, he's right sort of center.
Yeah, big head.
The focal point, isn't
it? Yeah,
he?
But it wasn't really, you know, when I first drew it, I didn't really think, I was just starting to think of these crazy masks, these smiling faces, and the first one I came up with kind of reminded me of Leroy, so then I put dreadlocks on it, and I thought, well, it really looks like Leroy. It wasn't so much, I'm going to draw a picture of Leroy and put it in the cover.
Yes,
that wasn't
it. It kind of
made its way there. And just like the album, it being sort of a tribute to him in a way, wasn't necessarily, I don't think it was so much, you know, we may have said, let's do it right for him, but I don't think we ever said, let's make this record all about him. You know?
And the Gru Grux King, is that a nickname that he had?
Yeah, he was Grux, but actually Tim was also a Grux, and Tim Reynolds, who's here with me, and Carter Beauford was a Grux. But before I knew any of them, there was a Gru Grux, was like, I don't know, can you describe what it is?
It's kind of like one of those words that means a lot of things, and it's hard to describe what it is. Grux, all I can say is maybe it means soul or something. Mm-hmm. But it's just, he just used to pop that word out. Hey, Grux, how you doing, you know?
So it's kind of like, hey, man.
Yeah, something like that. And I'm sure other people, like Carter, may even have different words to describe it. It's one of those things that you kind of go, well, what does that mean, you know? Mm. But that's the beautiful thing of it, you know? It's kind of like mystery in a way.
What you were saying there, Dave, about this being such a sort of clear and focused piece of work, one watches from a distance bands over a period of time begin to lose that focus, maybe. And yet your focus seems to intensify through the years, despite the fact of how prolific you are. Because albums come from the Dave Matthews Band on a very, very regular basis, and there's no kind of tailing off. So the thing of sort of keeping everything fresh, the fact that you recorded in New Orleans, was that part of it?
Yeah, and we worked with Rob Cavallo and Tim. The way things sort of unfold, I think we've been lucky the way things unfold. I really wanted Tim to be back as one of the players with us because Tim and I play together, just the two of us. We were here, obviously, last time I saw you, we were together here, Tim and I. But I really wanted him in the band with all of us. And that way, it had been a break for a while. He had been doing his thing, and we were doing our thing. And I wanted that again. So he's on this album for the first time in a little while. And I think having Rashawn on trumpet, bringing some of the section stuff that he and Roy had been working on, that sort of energy with Jeff, the way I keep things fresh is that I stumble blindly. You know, whatever, what? Yeah, wake up. Like, for instance, we just said, walked in here and we said we were going to play that song. Well, first we'll play that song. Then while I'm singing, I think, I've never, ever played this song ever without the whole band. Mm. And I don't know if it occurred to you, but that was the first time. And there's certain points in it. There was a bridge in the middle there that I was thinking, oh, what's going to happen here? Of course, Tim made the best of covering a lot of things, but that's stumbling stupidly into the next room. This is how I've managed to keep it fresh.
Well, you two work so beautifully intuitively together anyway, don't you? And I mean, I was thinking that also, Dave, that maybe the moments where you were working just with Tim, because I mean, you've done albums together, you've done live things together outside of the band. That aspect of light and shade, Dave, has that also been a kind of contributory factor to all of this and the momentum and the freshness?
Yeah, well, you know, trying not to get bored. And then occasionally, not in the case of Tim, but, you know, occasionally going from love to hate with regularity inside the band, that did a lot for us. And then we're sort of in the midst of a very positive time right now. And it started before Roy, and that helped things. I think I always feel inspired and refreshed whenever I get to go on the road with Tim. We, you know, it's kind of relaxing. It's sort of like, you know, working really hard and then stopping and having a cup of tea. I don't know what that means at all.
We would love to hear some more now. What's the next song? Are you going to do another one from the new album for us?
Yeah, that's okay. We'll try Dive In, another song that we've never played, just the two of us, before, which is fun. It's sort of fun. We didn't even rehearse it before. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
And and that's our excuse if it sounds terrible, and that's also our excuse if it sounds amazing.
This is Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds with us here in the studio on Radio 2.
Man on the side of the road with a sign that read, I will work for food. I try to look busy till the light turned green. Now I saw a bear on TV and his friends were all drowning, 'cause their homes were turning to water. A strange, kind of sad, big old bear, I'm sure he would happily eat me. He'd tear me to pieces, that bear. Wake up, sleepyhead, I think the sun's a little brighter today. Smile and watch the icicles melt away and see the waters rising. Summer's here to stay and all those summer games will last forever. Go down to the shore, kick off your shoes, dive in the empty ocean. But tell me everything will be okay if I just stay on my knees and keep praying, believing in something. I tell me everything is all taken care of by those qualified to take care of it all, to take care of. Wake up, sleepyhead, I think the sun's a little brighter today. Smiling, watch the icicles melt away and see the waters rising. Summer's here to stay, and that sweet summer breeze will blow forever. Go down to the shore, kick off your shoes, dive in the empty ocean. One day, you think we'll wake up in a world that's on its way to getting better? And if so, can you tell me is increasing? A tourniquet's not keeping hold in spite of our twisting. And though we would like to believe that we are not in control, though we would love to believe. Wake up, sleepyhead, I think the sun's a little brighter today. Smile and watch the icicles melt away and see the waters rise in. Summer's here to stay. All those summer girls will dance forever. Go down to the shore, kick off your shoes, dive in the empty ocean.
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds with us here in the studio. And the song is called Dive In. It is another from the new album, Big Whiskey and the Gru Grux King.
It's a mouthful.
And, you know, talking about the album being recorded in New Orleans. And there's a certain aptness, if there is a word, aptness.
I think that's an apt word to use to describe New Orleans.
About the setting for the recording of this album, because I mean, you've made big contributions, haven't you, Dave, to the New Orleans regeneration process.
Well, I don't know, you know, just joined in, right, with a bunch of people. What we helped financially with some of the efforts to rebuild certain parts of the city that were damaged in Katrina. You know, more than anything, I think the biggest thing is that Tim, you were down there, right? You were down swinging hammers for a while, weren't you?
If I was swinging hammers, I did play a benefit, though.
I'm going to quote here, Dave, because I think it was Rolling Stone said about you, he's a Bono-like campaigner on a huge range of liberal issues. And if I begin to list them, ranging from schools in New York and Hawaii to Tibetan independence, lung cancer research, nature conservationism, the victims of the Virginia Tech shootings, tsunami relief in Sri Lanka, and most notably of all, helping the people of New Orleans in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina. This is an amazing portfolio of good stuff.
Yeah, but you know, really, it's someone else in every case that came up to me and said, look, you know, what's happening here? And then I said, okay, well, I could probably sing a sing song a little bit and we get to do something. So really, you know, there's a lot of people that work hard, and I was lucky enough to get in their way, or they were lucky enough to get in mine. I like to help out, but it requires somebody else.
It isn't everybody who says, is it? What can I do to help? You say that. That's your default position.
Yeah, it is. Okay. Some sort of guilt from my childhood, you know what I'm saying? It still lingers. Ah, I better do something. Ah, I feel bad. Before I have another slice of cheesecake.
So now we've asked you to bring a couple of bits of music into play, a couple of CDs. And the first one that I've set up, Dave, is Jimi Hendrix. So, Crosstown Traffic.
I don't know. What is better than Jimi Hendrix? Nothing. Maybe some things are next to Jimi Hendrix, but nothing is better than Jimi Hendrix. So, anytime I get to listen to him, and if it's my fault, even better.
Crosstown Traffic, Jimi Hendrix, the choice of Dave Matthews, who is here with us in the studio with Tim Reynolds. And your second choice, Dave, just let's talk a second or two about Led Zeppelin. Because, you know, I always maintain that Led Zeppelin were the sort of Beatles of the 70s. That of all bands, Led Zeppelin were the biggest.
Yeah, no question. And there's nobody, somehow they managed to not have smash hits necessarily on the radio. But just when you think of the 70s, who are the baddest band? And that's without question, it was Led Zeppelin.
Yeah. But it's an interesting choice of track. The album that you brought in is Houses of the Holy. So the reason for this particular track...
One of the things that I like about Led Zeppelin is because even though when people look back and there was the invention of whatever heavy metal or calling it that people look and sort of talk about them like they're a part of this... heavy metal or whatever, they really played so many different kinds of music. That's what makes them more in a way like the Beatles. They played whatever it was. You know, there may be a greater influence of blues or, you know, heavier rock, but they had a lot of real light music that they played. And I think there's a nice mix of that, the fact that they have roots in acoustic music and then also pretty slamming rock. This is a good example of those things smashed together.
Yes, it is. And there's just one other point about this as well, because think about the introduction, the guitar introduction of Where Are You Going?
Oh, sure.
And there is a...
Oh, yeah, but over and over again, if I can steal from them without actually plagiarizing, I will, and for the rest of my life.
Have to leave it right to the very, very end.
Yeah,
it's not right if you don't.
You turn the mics back on, you nearly caught me going, ooh, at the end of that thing. Luckily not.
A final song in the studio here, Dave, what is it going to be?
This song is, I don't know, well, I know I'm fairly cynical of the existence of any sort of Santa Claus character in the clouds, but nonetheless, I make a reference to God quite a lot. Seems to make sense to me to sing about something, even if I don't necessarily believe in it. But this song is called Lying in the Hands of God, and it's sort of on the record as kind of a duet between Leroy and I, even though he was not there when we finally put it together. We had all this beautiful saxophone work that he'd done, and it's sort of interesting that worked out that way. It's called Lying in the Hands of God.
Be your soldier. Gladly I do your bidding. For just a taste of what you're holding. For just a taste you could own me. Me, save your sermons for someone that's afraid to love. I'll be right here lying in the hands of God. Here it comes diving into me. Floor is the ceiling. If you never flew, why would you cut the wings off a butterfly? Fly, save your sermons for someone that's afraid to love. If you knew what I feel, then you couldn't be so sure. I'll be right here lying in the hands of God. If you feel angels in your head, teardrop of joy runs off your face, you will filling me up now, drain me. Skin begins to grow back slowly, faster until I'm choking. I really should call my mother. Mother, save your sermons for someone that's afraid to love. If you knew what I feel, well then you couldn't be so sure. I'll be right here lying in the hands of God. Well, I am in love with nothing less. Teardrops of joy run off my face. I will rise for someone that's afraid to love. If you knew what I feel, then you couldn't be so sure. I'll be right here lying in the hands of God.
Dave Matthews and Tim Reynolds here with us in the studio on Radio 2 and Lying in the Hands of God from Big Whiskey and the Gru Grux King.
Yeah.
I always say it slowly so I don't trip over it.
It's better, too. It also looks like Grux, even though we talked about it. It also kind of looks like it could be sort of that strange New Orleans French. So I had a guy in New Orleans and a guy up in Montreal, both asked me on separate journalists to say, is it the Gru Gru King? Is it the Gru Gru King?
The label, Dave, just finally.
Yeah.
How's it going?
I think it's going pretty well. You know, there's a new guy. I was gonna bring the music. I think I may have brought the music down. This guy, Danny Barnes, he's gonna be the newest release. He's on our album. He plays the banjo and he writes music. And it sounds, if you say a guy's from Austin and he talks like this, it is a rock record. So that's the latest thing, I think. But you know, there's a lot of good music on there. So you had Ben Queller on. Here.
Yeah, he was here in the studio with us 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, he's a good kid. And yeah. We got a bunch of good music on there. It's pretty, and I think it's on its way. It's been tough, and it's not necessarily the time. We're not in it for the money, because it's not the time to start a record company, but to try and promote some good music and be on the side of artists. You know, that's, we've been able to be associated with some pretty cool people. I think we're going to do something with Eddie Vedder and...
Yeah. Well, Patty Griffin, too, of course. You know, I associate you with Patty in Nashville because, of course, I saw you there that night at Emmy Lou Harris tribute evening, which was such a beautiful event.
That was great. Elvis was there with Elvis Costello. It was a great night.
Yeah. So a final track, then, Squirm.
Yeah.
That's the one, isn't it?
Yeah, I like Squirm. Yeah, that's more... my awe of Led Zeppelin. I think our awe of Led Zeppelin comes out in that song.
Tim, it's such a pleasure to see you again, and you too, Dave. Thanks very much for being here today. And here we are from the Gru Grux King.
Yeah.
This is the Dave Matthews Band, and this is Squirm.